Jim Furno comes to town via Sergeant Bluff, Iowa, where he served as city administrator. He is in the process of moving his family to Burlington. Furno, whose first day was Monday, has been involved in city government for about 15 years. He sees his role as city manager of Burlington as a facilitator.
Most issues are not going to be me. They're someone else, but hopefully I can get them to the place where it needs to be done. Help to keep everybody on the same page. I mean, we have a lot of department heads, and they're all very focused on their areas. We have five council member mayors that bring in their own perspective on how things should be and try to get all that, and then everybody else. And they're all different perspectives, and you got to try to make them mesh and work together. And that means that you can't make everybody's desires work, but you got to try to figure out how do we prioritize and get everybody going forward on the same page.
Obviously, you get here day one, and there's a whole list of stuff that's been going on for weeks, months, and years that you've got to be really getting up to speed on. How have you approached it since you were first offered and accepted the job until you reached the office for the first time?
Well, I followed some of the issues. I've had the council packets sent to me, done some reading on the from the local newspaper, and just tried to just keep up to speed. The group here set up, I had an email account that was set up for me, and so all the communications that had gone through the council, I got a chance to see and have been able to keep up on over the last couple of months. So I at least have an idea of the information that they're taking a look at. You know, some of the issues that have been talked about, there was a planned unit development that I know has been a major topic that's been considered over the last couple of months and has been completed. But there's the ongoing discussions of things like Cascade Bridge, the downtown building codes has been a major topic. And so just being able to have a feel for what's going on there, or renewable energy, that's been another one that's been a topic. And I know that I can't come in here and have a preconceived opinion on what they should be. I need to hear. And that's from staff, that's from the mayor and council, that's from members of the public, and get a better feel for where things should be before any decisions that I make, and make sure that I'm relying on what people around me are saying.
What are your priorities the first couple of weeks here? I mean, you're getting here, you're getting everything set up. What do you hope to get done in these first couple of weeks on the job?
Basically get to know people. It's not just the issues, it's the people. And to know the strengths and weaknesses of staff, their perspectives of staff, the perspectives, again, of the mayor and council, perspectives of people here in the public, and just how do people view the city? How do people feel that we should be moving forward? What's their perspective of how we are doing things?
Any programs, ideas, initiatives that you've utilized at your other stops that you may bring here to Burlington?
Really, I think every town really needs to sit on its, they're unique. Every town has its own personality, and I need to know what that is. My goal is to try to take what we have and not put my perspectives. I mean, I got to bring my perspectives to it, but I need to know what's going on here and what the strengths and weaknesses are, and take advantage of what we have here. So for bringing in other programs, you know, I've been in communities where we've done a lot of sharing. Either with the school or with the county. We've been involved in cost-cutting efforts in some communities and expansion of services in others. And it's really what does the environment dictate? And
one thing that I really want to get into is the budget. The council wants you to really take a good look at that budget. Is that something you can really jump into this quickly, or do you really need to get that sense of the community, sense of the people, before you can really take that good look at a budget?
I need to know the details of it a little bit better before I get too far into it. Now, one thing I can look at is, and one of the things that I want to bring up with staff and the council here, where we sit as just in a general cash position, we're very low on funds. We've got if we went through the way that we're required to keep our funds separate, it's kind of like we're running 30 checkbooks, and a good chunk of those are running in a hole, and that's just not good business. There's a lot of factors that have, I'm sure, played into where they are, but we need to start taking some small steps and saying, how do we work our way long-term from being to where we have deficits in these different areas to being on a solid foundation. I do want to bring it up and address it as a major concern that we need to start implementing some steps to try to get into a better financial position. What that means in terms of the budget, I need to understand it better before I do that. But I do want people to understand that we are going to need to make some changes.
New Burlington City Manager Jim Furno says he will approach cooperative efforts with West Burlington and Des Moines County, among others, as warranted. He says he is excited for the opportunity to serve in Burlington and to also catch some minor league baseball games. I'm Jason Parrott.